Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. And joining us now is Julie Ellingson with the North Dakota Stockman Association. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
How are things out in Bismarck?
Well, today a little colder and a little snowier than they have been, but I know that that's not a new phenomenon for many folks across the state, but otherwise, okay. Well, hopefully we've dodged the worst of it.
We have several things we want to talk about here today, starting with the Farm Bill, Julie. Finally, it's been signed by the President. And what do you guys think? Are you happy?
Yeah, certainly a couple of our high priorities for the livestock industry were included in the final version of the bill. Two big pushes for us were the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. We were advocated for that for a long time because of its significance, not only for our animals, but also the economic consequences that an outbreak of foot and mouth disease would have on our entire country. So we were very pleased to see that included, along with some funding to get that project off the ground and create a better insurance policy, if you will, for the domestic livestock industry and economy. Another real important priority, too, was keeping something out of the Farm Bill. And that had, at one point, there was discussion about creating a perpetual easement program tied to expiring CRP acres. We have longstanding policy opposing perpetual easements and tied to CRP. And so we were glad to see that ultimately Congress removed that provision and that wasn't in the final version. So it was a big win as well.
Absolutely. And trade, lots of stuff going on there too. What would you like to see done there?
You know, it has been an interesting year as we look back on the trade arena. We've had some wins and some losses. Of course, we've seen some progress in discussions with some key countries. We're looking forward to some continued conversation with Japan, which has long been viewed as the big prize for the U.S. beef industry, already a significant customer for U.S. beef, a lot of opportunity to pare down some significant tariff rates and make our product more competitive in that market, which has a strong taste for U.S. beef. And so we're hoping to tear down some more walls and to make some progress in those discussions, as well as fortify some of our existing relationships with key customers in other parts of the world.
And some end-of-the-year issues you were chatting about.
Yeah, so, you know, as we all watch to see what shakes down here with the government shutdown and negotiations that are happening, you know, now in D.C., there's some key provisions that are instrumental to the livestock industry that will be tied to the end-of-the-year budget bill. One that we have been working on for a long time and has implications, again, for what happens here at the end of the year, relates to a livestock exemption for the electronic logging device mandate. That's a big deal to North Dakota cattle producers because of the hours of service implications that it has. We are working with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and Congress to try to find a reasonable solution to that issue. As you know, as a primarily cow-calf state, many of our animals move significant distances to get either further finishing or to be harvested. And so getting from point A to point B in that allotted period of time often is difficult or impossible. And so we're looking for some resolution to that issue so we can get our animals there safely and in a plan that takes into account the welfare and well-being of those livestock as well. So we're watching for, hopefully, the provision to extend our temporary livestock exemption to buy us some more time and ultimately come up with a permanent fix that addresses this issue.
More Inside Ag is up next.